Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jean, and how may I assist you today?
Yeah, I received some kind of transaction on my card in which I never placed any, you know, order or whatever. And I called my cardholder and he told me to call this number because it's like a monthly subscription which I never placed, you know, any order for.
All right. Well, I can definitely see if I can assist you today. I'm gonna need some information from you first. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
52402.
2502. All right. Give me just a moment. You said your zip code is 52502?
52402.
402?
52402.
All right, let me try that. May I have your first and last name?
It's Lahon Omar Lahon.
All right, hold for me one moment. Let's see if I can find this. I'm trying to locate your account. All right, I'm having a little difficulty locating this account. This is the number you said your bank gave you?
Yeah, and I'm even seeing the number on my transaction again.
All right. Could I get you to spell your last name for me?
It's L-A-H-U-N.
L-E-H-U-N?
L-A-H-U-N.
Still not locating an account. Would you provide me with the last four digits of that card number?
Ah, 1473.
1473. Ah, thank you for that. I am not finding an account for you. Let's see. If you wouldn't mind, I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I see if I can locate this account, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for holding while I try to locate this account. If you would you go ahead and, for security purposes, verify your address for me?
139 37th Street, Northeast Apartment 6, Cedar Rapids, 52402, Iowa.
All right, thank you. I was able to locate your account. And as I'm looking at the account, let's see, on 531... you entered a contest entry, a Slimmy Jimmy product contest entry. Is that correct?
I can't remember doing anything like that.
All right. It would have been something offering you a free trial period to try something like a all-in-one fitness watch or our earbuds or the combination of the two. Do you recall receiving any products?
I've not received any products.
You have not received any products?
No.
All right. I'm gonna place you on a brief hold just so that I can try to see what's going on with this account.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. After further review of your account, you were probably taking a survey and then it asked you, did you want to join like an online community that deals with meal plans and making better choices and like your daily choices for meals. So it looks like that's what happened. You also had called in, I'm assuming already, and cancel the account because the account is in a canceled state. So if you need a cancellation ID number, I can provide that for you. But yes, the account has been canceled.
So, but what about the money they took, the 39.85 cents they took?
All right, the 39.85, there are, when you read the terms and conditions, it lets you know that you are signing up for a reoccurring payment of, let's see, it was 39.85. And it is a valid charge because you were able to verify your address. So what we did do is the account has been canceled. There'll be no more future charges on your account. So you don't have to worry about any of that. But because it wasn't done within the same day, it wasn't a same day cancellation within that account, then I'm not able to just refund you your money because they were valid charges. But I can guarantee that there'll be no more charges taken from your account.
Okay.
All right. Would you like that confirmation number?
I mean, you already said they will not give me my money back, so there's no need for me to take the number. So long the account has been canceled, I think I'm okay with that.
All right.
Something I never signed up for any of this. It was just like you said, it was this survey, you know, they asked me to do, and like they asked me to put my information, but they told me that they were not going to charge me.
Yes, you always have to be careful. Anytime they ask for credit card information, there's always going to be some sort of charge or reoccurring charge. I always make sure that when you're online, whether you're doing a survey or anything like that, that you actually take the time to click onto the terms and conditions and read them. Because a lot of times we'll check a box that says we verify that we're 18 years of old or older, but not actually read the terms and conditions of what we're agreeing to. So I think that's where the miscommunication lied, as far as you understanding that it would be a charge of $38.95 and a reoccurring charge, as long as you remain in the meal plan community. So you definitely want to be careful. Anytime they ask for a credit card number, if you're unsure about any of that, always call and make sure that you get the information that you need before you give people your information so that you won't incur charges like that in the future. But we definitely have canceled your account, and I do have a cancellation ID number. So if you do want that number, I can provide it for you, but I can guarantee that there will be no more future charges for this account.
All right.
All right. Would you like that number?
Sure.
All right. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Yep.
All right. That number is C as in cancel, 9 1 9 2 6 7 8 3 2.
All right.
All right. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
No, that would be all for today. Thank you.
All right. You're so very welcome. And as always, thank you for calling customer support and have a great rest of your day.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye-bye.